Welcome back to the Dan Quinn Coaches Show on a Monday with Dave Archer, Wes Durham. And in the player spotlight today is the Falcons' number one draft pick from last spring, and that's Keon O'Neill, the safety from the University of Florida. We'll get to all the Gator stuff eventually.
Going
to
ask
right?
you about some Gator
Yeah,
stuff.
We got to get some Gator yeah. stuff. We'll get all that cleared out here in just a moment. Six games in. Obviously, it's not been six for you because you started out on the shelf, but what's this experience been like, Key?
It's been awesome. It's been a great experience for me. You know, being able to play with my brothers and go out there and have a good time. The game itself, you know, it's a blessing to be a part of it, and I'm just thankful for it.
It's an interesting group, Keanu. When you look at it's a young defense. You know, True's a veteran on this team. He's only been in the league a couple years, 3 years. Alford the same way. Even Kamal Ishmael hadn't been around very long either. So how much does that maybe draw you guys even closer together? Because you're all about the same age a lot. You know, throw Freeney out. Now, Freeney's kind of the abnormal part of
Babineau,
it.
Babineau.
Yeah. You got to have a couple of graybeards in the group. But it's really a group that's really the same age.
Yeah. We're all very close-knit, around the same age. And there's a lot of learning. You know, we're constantly learning and helping each other out, and that's big. You know, no one's, you know, perfect on the defense and has it mastered. You know, so, you know, just – being around the same age and not being as experienced, you know, it allows us to work together and continue to learn.
There is this one connection that you have, though, with Coach Quinn that is fascinating because he recruited you to the University of Florida, right? Mm-hmm. And now you're playing for him in the National Football League. That doesn't happen every day. I mean, that makes this a little different than most situations. What's that been like?
It's been awesome. You know, he's helped me out a lot. You know, gave me a lot of insight on, you know, what I'm doing, what I need to progress on, what I need to do better on, and what I'm doing well. You know, but, you know, he's a great coach, great person as well. And, you know, I'm thankful to be able to be coached by him.
Is DQ the guy that recruited you out of high school different than the DQ that's coaching in the league?
It's about the same.
Is it
honestly.
Okay? That's good.
You know, him being, you know, himself, you know, being the person that he is, the great person that he is. And, you know, he showed that coming out when I was coming out of high school, and he showed that throughout the draft process.
Let's talk a little bit about the here and now. You're asked to wear a lot of hats on this defense. You're a safety in the back end. You're a box safety against the run. You're playing nickel linebacker. How's the body feel, first of all, now that you're back playing full-time? How you feeling? I mean, I'm looking at the sheet here. It says 10 tackles, and I know they probably missed three or four on the sheet right here. So
I'd say general soreness.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, playing the game of football, you're going to get sore. I mean, that's expected. But, you know, overall, I feel good about my body. You know, I feel healthy. But, you know, you're going to get sore. I do feel sore right now, though.
Is there someone that's helped you with that? I mean, you probably were dialed in college as well because you played the same way in college. But, I mean, some of these guys have become kind of gurus in how you take care of yourself during the season, all that kind of stuff. Is anybody helping you with that?
Actually, Ricardo Allen has helped me out a lot. And my brother actually played in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, he gave me a lot of insight about that and told me things I needed to do to stay, you know, healthy because it's a long season. You know, you're going from, you know, 10 to 12 games in college to, you know, possibly 25, you know. So, you know, it's like two college seasons.
It's a long haul.
It's a long season.
Yeah.
So what's the secret then? Obviously there's the classroom part, there's the film and all the scouting and then the walkthroughs and the things you guys do each week in the process. But then what's the off-the-field secret? Is it sleep? Is it massage? Is it more physical? How much of it's mental? Because I think some people forget how important it is to mentally be ready to ride every Sunday too.
Yeah, you got to be ready mentally, but you know, you got to take care of your body. I'd say getting sleep is huge. You know, that's a big part of the recovery process, and you know, just massages. I like to do that as well, but you know, the biggest thing is rest, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into yesterday. And you knew this was a tall task going to Seattle. They're pretty good in their building. They don't lose out there very much at all. You guys fall down 17-3 in the game, and some of it was because of short field opportunities that they got, whatever it was. First of all, talk about how proud you are of your guys. Kind of, and you probably didn't have any doubt that this was going to be the case, but everybody on the perimeter that doesn't get a chance to be a part of the team, be around the team, probably doubted the team when they fell down 17-3. I know you guys didn't, but how proud are you guys hanging in there?
I'm very proud, you know, but, you know, that was expected. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a brotherhood here, and, you know, we came together. First half was over. We came together, and we made things happen. You know, offense started moving the ball, and they made big plays. You know, they scored for us, and defensively, you know, we did well. But, you know, obviously it didn't, you know, fall in our hands. But, you know, we came back and gave them a run for their money.
And I know it wasn't the result you wanted. Tell the fan out there the mindset of a defense when you get a short field situation or a sudden change situation. Ryan gets stripped, they get the ball to 9. Now, that one didn't work out the way you wanted to, but there were a couple other midfield scenarios where you guys held them to 3 as opposed to letting them maybe extend the lead. Talk about what kind of mindset do you have to have? You just got off the field. The next thing, boom, you're right back on the field again.
Opportunity. You know, you get another chance to go out there and make a play. You know, as a defense, you want that. You want to have that opportunity, that chance. So, you know, when sudden changes happen, you know, it's like, you know, you embrace it, you're excited, you're like, here we go, let's go, let's embrace this challenge, let's get them off the field.
I think one of the things that fans have seen Keanu Neal with us in our player spotlight this week on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show is your incredible versatility. It's one of the things that I think had you earmarked as somebody the Falcons might take in the first round. Of all the things that you bring to the table here, do you prefer or think of one as being your strength and maybe others being, you know, things I got to stay constant with or even things I really got to work on to be good at?
I mean, overall, I work on everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm constantly trying to get better at my craft and everything that I do. But if I was to choose one, I would say my physicality is, you know, one of my hugest assets. I mean, I'm just a physical player. I love contact. But, you know, overall, I mean, I think I'm good in every, mm-hmm. you know, aspect of my game. But, you know, there's always room for improvement, and I'm constantly doing that.
Have you always been the hitter? You always been that guy, even as a little guy playing?
Not as a little guy playing, but.
Really?
Really.
When did this you know, hit incorporated concept start for you? When did you start banging people?
I think it started in middle school. Well, Little League, when I got mad, I started hitting people. But, like, if I wasn't mad, I was, like, really, really soft.
Keanu Neal with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the player spotlight on the Dan Quinn
Somebody
Coaches
flip
show.
That switch in middle school, Arch. Yeah. You just keep that in mind.
Well, all I can think of is David Banner. Don't make him mad.
Yeah, the incredible.
He's got a green shirt on today. It might have been turned green on you. Keanu, you've had a pretty quick indoctrination in this league with guys that you've been matched up with when you do go man coverage. I mean, it doesn't get much better than a couple of guys you faced in the last couple of weeks, last 3 weeks, really. Greg Olson, who I know you got a ton of respect for, and then yesterday Jimmy Graham, who has been a guy that has been tough. And I know you got him sparingly some yesterday. I mean, talk about the chore every week. It seems like you're going to get a guy, if you have to go man coverage, is pretty good.
It's awesome. You know, actually going into the draft, you know, people kind of questioned my, you know, coverage ability. Mm-hmm. So getting this opportunity to cover guys who are well known in this league, you know, it creates an opportunity for me, and it's a challenge, and I love it. You know, I embrace every challenge that I get, and it's an exciting time for me.
How quick can you turn the page on something like this? Was an emotional win. You guys fought back, or emotional loss, fought back. It didn't work out for you. This team seems to have a pretty special bond. You talked about the brotherhood, but a pretty special way of being able to compartmentalize and move to the next week.
Coach always talks about resetting. Mm. You know, we did this thing with the Army, you know, out there. We had these logs that we carried, and, you know, 1, 2, 3, up, we reset it, and that's what we harp on and emphasize. So, you know, when things go bad, things go good. Doesn't matter. Reset. You know, you got to have surfboard shoulders. You can't let, you know, your emotions get the best of you. So, you know, the biggest thing now is to reset and move forward.
It's got to be nice to be at home, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, was the logistics of doing the Denver to Seattle jump, I'm sure that's the first time you've ever done anything like that in a football situation, right?
I've never done that before.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was cool hanging out with the guys and mm-hmm. spending quality time with them, you know, coming back here. You know, everyone has families and stuff, so, you know, they go home to them. But, you know, just really keeping that brotherhood tight and hanging out with the guys, it was pretty cool.
In some ways, could it be beneficial down the road? This team spends a week out there together. Everybody gets closer maybe than they are even through training camp and all the other things. And now you're doing it in the middle of the season. Can change the dynamic, I would think, for the good for this team, couldn't it?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Keanu Neal with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Player Spotlight, Dan Quinn Coach's Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Key, yesterday, the ebb and flow of the game, you guys don't seem to get caught up in that, which I think is cool. How much do you're doing so much on the sideline to get prepared for the next drive. Do you see what's going on with your offense and some of the fun stuff they're putting together? I mean, sometimes you can't really enjoy the other side of the ball because you're trying to get ready to get out for your next series.
Yeah, if they have a long drive, then we'll get time. You know, we're making adjustments on the sideline as well. So once those adjustments are over, then we can look up at the Jumbotron or stand up and support the guys.
You guys got some stars on that side of the ball as well. It'd probably be kind of nice to watch those guys play a little, especially number 11.
No question.
Sometimes when you see those guys and you see the tape or you see the highlights, is it one of those things that you just go, ooh, I'm glad they're with us, huh?
Yes. No question. For sure.
Yeah.
When you how quickly do you shift gears now? You talk about taking care of your body. That's going to be paramount over the next 24, 48 hours, and it will be through the entire week. When do you begin start looking at Seattle or San Diego on your own? When do you start doing that? Or is that something you wait till you get here for meetings? How does that work?
I usually start tomorrow on Tuesdays once we get our day off. Mm-hmm. Usually we do Tell the Truth Monday, and then Tuesday is when we have our complete day off, and then that's when I start.
You know, the thing I marvel about you guys on the plane, and we're fortunate to get a chance to be on the plane with you guys, and how much work you guys are still doing. I mean, I know you're relaxed and stuff, but I see guys with the laptops, they're looking at the tape, they're evaluating themselves, maybe getting a self-check on what they did. I mean, I know that's different from college, I would assume. At least we didn't do that in college. I mean, talk about that and how it just seems like the work's never done. You're continuing to try to get better.
Yeah, you always want to progress. You know, you always want to find that edge. So, you know, after a game, you obviously want to watch it and see how you did and see things that you can improve on. Like, I've seen things in myself as well throughout the game when I watched it and went back. But, you know, guys just want to get better, and that's why we do that. And, I'd say that.
Is it pretty productive to do it immediately after the game?
I think so. Like, you know, during the game, you don't really see the things that you mess up on half the time. But once you actually mm-hmm. watch it, you can see the little intricate things that, like, okay, my eyes were here. I should have, you know, read, you know, like
sure.
just little things like that that you can see on film. But, you know, I think it's helpful.
Do you keep your head down and just pay attention to your business? Do you look at what's going on in the NFC South at all and some of the other teams that are in the same division, you guys?
No, I don't look at any of that. I just focus on who we're playing next.
That and the Gators.
And the Gators.
Yeah, real quickly, I got to ask you about the Gators. I mean, they're doing okay. They got the quarterback back. Okay, real quickly, McElwain, what's the difference between McElwain's coaching style and Coach Quinn's coaching style?
That's tough.
A lot more similarities maybe than differences?
Yeah, they're pretty similar. I'd say Coach Quinn is, you know, actually they're about the same now that I think about it. They don't like to yell. Like, Q doesn't like to yell. Coach Mack doesn't like to yell. They like to talk and, you know, really, you know, like, let you know what you're doing instead of, like, yelling, like, ah. And, like, they're both – players, coaches. They care about their players and they care about developing the player, and I think Coach Mack and Q are like that.
Seems like they accentuate the positives. What you guys do well, they want to put you guys in that
right.
position. That was what I drew out of it, that they both have the ability to try to make that happen.
Right.
That's pretty cool. All right, brother, keep balling.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the time.
Way to go.
Keanu Neal with us, the Falcons' first-round pick. And that'll wrap up this week's edition of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show.